Somali referee Omar Artan, denied entry to the United States for the World Cup, will still receive his full tournament fee from FIFA. Despite being interrogated for 11 hours at Miami International Airport and facing allegations of links to terrorist organizations, Artan's commitment to his profession remains unshaken. FIFA officials confirmed that Artan will be compensated even though he cannot officiate in the tournament. The 34-year-old, recognized as the 2025 Confederation of African Football Men's Referee of the Year, expressed his frustration but remains hopeful. "I'm just simply a referee who's trying to live my dream," he stated, emphasizing his passion for the sport. After being denied entry, Artan was sent back to Turkey before returning to Mogadishu, where he received a warm welcome from his community. He is set to officiate the UEFA Super Cup between Paris Saint-Germain and Aston Villa on August 12th. Artan's impressive career includes officiating the African Champions League final and several matches at the U20 World Cup and Africa Cup of Nations. His aspirations continue as he vows to participate in the 2030 World Cup, showcasing resilience in the face of adversity. The numbers behind the situation reveal a broader narrative about challenges faced by officials in the sport.